Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much. This is part of a two-part segment. This is 1233B, but you'll want to listen to the chutzpah on 1233A. We have Senator Ron Wyden, and the reason we did this is a lot of the medical news, a lot of all of the news now, and what it means to you is what's happening in the Senate. And we have the senator who has been the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, now the ranking member, who is talking to us about a lot of the things that required chutzpah that he got through. The book title is Chutzpah. Literally, it is an incredibly fast read, an incredibly fun read. No matter what party you're in, you'll learn an awful lot. Ron, you were a former basketball player. We should say, I think you're 6'6".
6'4".
6'4". One of the things that has been interesting to me in Cleveland this year, as you probably know, we're season ticket holders to the Cleveland Cavaliers, is how much a coach with the same players changed the outcome of the team. One of the things you cite in the book is how leading is really coaching people. Talk to us about that.
And vice versa, coaching is leading. I mean, the reality is sports requires, if you're really playing it where the altitude gets hard to breathe at, you know, at a high level, it requires a lot of teamwork and coordination. And I had a wonderful coach, Clem Weiser. I described the relationship. I don't think he had ever coached a Jewish guy. He wouldn't know much about what's a minion. And I was a minion maker in the United States Senate. And it has really defined this book. I'll just tell you one little story that developed about a week or so ago. Young man came up to me and said, "You're the basketball guy. You know, I heard about you. You were pretty good back in the day, weren't you?" And I said, "Well, I was okay," and all the rest. He goes, "Nope, I heard you were good." He said, "Back in the day." And he goes, "I'm going to read this book of yours because I heard it's good." And then he said, "I'm reading your book because I want to learn everything I can about hoopspa." And I said, "Hoopspa? Basketball?" He goes, "Yeah, hoopspa." And I said, "Great, you'll learn a lot about hoopspa and chutzpah if you read the book, and I'll really appreciate your coming up to me."
It is amazing how much I used to think that the coach didn't make it as much of a difference as clearly the coach in Cleveland has made this year, the change in coaching has made.
Helps to have Donovan Mitchell, too.
Yes, but he's the same. He was here last year. The core four were the same core four. But it is interesting to me that they've changed from just defensive minding to offensive minded as well. So it is really a tremendous difference. And this is something I don't quite understand, and I'm not sure it fits the book as much. But when I moved to Chicago, it was the same time Michael Jordan signed. And between the Super Bowl Bears and Michael Jordan, the town changed its attitude. How a sports team can change the attitude of the entire community was beyond me. And I think that's happened in Oregon with your college teams.
Our college teams were very excited about getting a WNBA team. And I actually have as my first example of chutzpah, a legendary young man who was a distance runner. His name was Steve Prefontaine. And he really became the face of modern distance running. He came from an itty-bitty town on Oregon's south coast. And he wanted to be an athlete. And all the coaches said, "You're too small and not big enough, not strong enough, not going to happen." And he basically said to himself, "To hell with that stuff." And talk about chutzpah. He didn't have much money, but he got a little bit of money together to buy equipment and get a little bit of training. And he became the face of distance running. It's why Eugene, Oregon is known around the world as the capital of distance running, because Steve Prefontaine won a couple of really big races there. There have been movies made of it. He's become a distance running celebrity. And he's my first example of using chutzpah and it right in my own home state with a legendary distance runner, Steve Prefontaine, who symbolized some of what you just described were sports when it really breaks through and people are excited about it, translates into more investment and people moving in and being excited about what's going on.
So one of my classmates did something amazing in, I think it was Southern Oregon. I'm not aware of the geography enough, but near North Bend, I think it is, a guy named Mike Kaiser with enormous chutzpah built a dunes golf course where no one else would have built anything. And now there are 9 golf courses and an 18-month waiting list to get on any of the golf courses.
He really, Mike, has been a shot in the arm to Coos Bay, which is where Steve Prefontaine was from. And it was a town that got hit so hard by the loss of timber and the change in natural resources policy. And Mike Kaiser, and I've talked to him a number of times over the phone, basically said, this is a place that's just perfect for golf and becoming a recreation magnet. And he has delivered a lot of pleasure. And it's not just in Southern Oregon, but people come from all over the United States and use those golf courses. And he's been a great, great addition.
To me, it's amazing because who would have thought in this place that's 4 hours to drive from PDX there, that you have an 18-month waiting list to get a tee time on any of his courses.
People come in from Portland or from San Francisco. It's so popular.
No. They come in from around the world, actually. When I was there, to show you how nice a guy he is, I mean, he reminds me a little of you in this context. He took all of his classmates, all of the classmates who play golf, and he took us for a week there. None of us could have afforded it. None of us could have gotten tee times. But he took all of us there for a week, and we played all 9 courses.
Took a lot of chutzpah to do that in Coos Bay.
Yes, incredible. And we went to the town for eating and fantastic food, even in the town. So wonderful. One of the chutzpah rules that you have in chutzpah is compromise isn't about horse trading bad ideas for each other. It's about blending good ideas together into a whole that's better than the sum of its parts. And you give some examples. Talk to us about what you're trying to do now.
Well, Mike, it's really what I call principled bipartisanship. Anybody can go to another person and say, you know, let's go do this deal. And I call it crummy bipartisanship, you know, just taking each other's bad ideas so you can strut around and act important. But principled bipartisanship is about taking good ideas. And let's talk about healthcare, which is the subject you and I are especially interested in. I think to really make progress in healthcare, you've got to get everybody covered. Because if you don't get people covered, you won't have enough Mike Roizen type prevention, and you'll have too much cost shifting because it's a fragmented system. So put that down over here, saying you've got to expand coverage if you're going to make headway. Democrats care about that, certainly. Republicans have a valid point as well, which is about a role for the private sector, and particularly in areas like health research and what we do at Cleveland Clinic, at the University of Oregon Health Sciences Center. One of the reasons I'm concerned about these cutbacks in health research is at the University of Oregon, we've made some real breakthroughs in terms of fighting pancreatic cancer, and particularly getting some medicines and services that focus on prevention. So when we talk about bipartisanship, it's not about just strutting around and acting important and everybody going along with each other's flawed ideas. It's about taking good ideas and helping to meld them together. And you, my friend, are a pretty good example of doing just that. You've worked through your lifetime to try to expand coverage, to try to help people get access to services. But you've also recognized that there's been a role for the private sector because Cleveland Clinic has emphasized that.
So that's exactly right, and I really appreciate that. Let me end with one comment that you made that I'm not sure I understand in the rules, which is don't push rocks up hills, push boulders. They will fall back on you, but you'll gain the strength to get to the top.
What that is, Mike, is about thinking big. If you play small ball and you try to roll it up and it flattens you, well, okay, you tried some small ball. Gosh, I guess we ought to be really discouraged about trying to get something big. Play big ball. Really think about the opportunities for playing the long game. In other words, this rule is directly related to the other rule, which is to play the long game. Everything in our society today emphasizes the immediate, snap your fingers, say that, you know, you're going to do it in the next 20 seconds. You see it with email and texts and stuff. People feel if they get one, you know, they've got to respond within 2 minutes or something like that. But I think those two comments about the big rock going up the hill and playing the long game are very much intertwined because it's a chance to really think about these kind of breakthroughs. What would it have meant if Mike Kaiser had just said, well, I'm going to go for a little putting green somewhere. You know, maybe he would have got it, maybe he wouldn't. But he said, I'm going to try and do something big in the field of recreation and helping rural communities. He's a perfect example of it.
So the book is It Takes Chutzpah, a great book. I personally am going to buy it and give it to a bunch of friends and even my kids because it's important enough for them to understand It Takes Chutzpah, which is the name of the book. It's available everywhere. And if you're in New York, visit the Strand Bookstore. I'll bet you can get a signed copy there.
And if you go to Portland, go to Powell's Bookstore because Powell's and the Strand are the two great bookstores.
Yeah, Powell's is a great bookstore as well. And I'm blanking on the name in Denver. There's another great independent.
Tattered Covers in Denver.
That's it, Tattered Cover. In any case, thank you, Senator. Godspeed in using chutzpah to continue to help America. And thank you for what you've done. We'll be back next week. This has been 1233B, and we are, as usual, sponsored by LongevityPlaybook.com. Go there and sign up for the free newsletter, and LifesFirstNaturals.com. Go there and sign up and see the randomized double-blind controlled trials for their probiotic and their dye rescue. We'll be back next week, and thank the 50,000 of you who download us every week. But now go out and get It Takes Chutzpah. Thank you.